The purchase of a parcel of land adjacent to Fire Hall No. 3 on Bennett Boulevard for an eventual East End paramedic station has been approved. The land in question is owned by the trustees of Emmanuel United Church and is currently being used mostly for a community garden. Once the sale is finalized, an application will be made to sever that parcel from the church. The $125,000 acquisition request was made during Thursday's meeting of the Sault Ste. Marie Housing Corporation, SSMHC, which is under the auspices of the District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board, DSSAB. The money for the purchase will come from a reserve fund. The church trustees had already agreed to the deal, in principle. By investing in a new paramedic base and mobile health unit, we are not only enhancing emergency response capabilities but also proactively addressing the evolving healthcare needs of our community. This strategic expansion of paramedic services will help bridge gaps in care, ensuring timely and accessible support for those who need it most, said DSSAB Chair Stephanie Hopkin in a news release. In a report to the board, Paramedic Chief Katie Kirkham made the case for the eventual construction of an East End paramedic station. Through our review, we identified the need for a new ambulance base in this area to improve response times and operational efficiency, said Kirkham. With increasing call volumes and existing bases concentrated elsewhere, this location ensures faster emergency response, better resource distribution, and enhanced ambulance availability. No estimate was provided in the report for the eventual cost of building the proposed base or how long it will take to be constructed. The East End location was selected to help strengthen emergency response times in the East End. The Sault Ste. Marie Paramedic Services currently deploy ambulances from Fire Station No. 1 on Tancred Street, the Regional Emergency Services Complex on Old Garden River Road, and from a base in Garden River First Nation, along with a satellite station at the Goulet River Fire Hall. As we continue to navigate the complexities of an aging population, mental health challenges, and addiction crises, alongside the persistent issue of limited access to primary care, it is imperative that we strengthen our paramedicine services, said Hopkins.